Okay. We left off discussing various aspects of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, and we pointed out the chiddush of many Rishonim that even Tosefes Shabbos is a din daraisa. That's mufurish in the Ra'ah, Brachos and Av Chav Zayin. You saw that there was Zarua, Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Simen Yudalit. The Magen Avraham writes, that's how we paskan halacha. Not only Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but even Tosefes Shabbos itself. And perhaps this accounts for, right, a couple of very clear halachos. Number one is Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that one could daven Mariv early on Al Shabbos, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara Amud Beis says you can even go ahead and make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush during the window of Tosefes. Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. That's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav and Shavuos and Daf Chav. And if you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush daraisa during the window of Tosefes, maybe that points to the fact that Tosefes indeed is a din daraisa. When the Or Zohar puts forth this argument, he even includes Suda Shabbos, which is also even a great Kiddush. It's mefurish in Gemara that Kiddush is a din daraisa. What about Suda Shabbos? Not as clear. The Gemara has makaros for Suda Shabbos. The Gemara is in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin. The pasuk of Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem. Eat on this day. Ooh, and day is mentioned three times. Therefore, the three sudos of Shabbos. And the Gemara has some sachim, Kufay, the mitzvah of Kavod, the mitzvah of Oneg. But there is a Ruz Mefurish. That's a din daraisa. Wow, that's a din daraisa. And therefore, if indeed it's the case that one could fulfill the chiv of the Suda Ivmi Bal Yom, that's our Tosus, then maybe that could also indicate that Tosefes Shabbos indeed is a din daraisa. So all this has to be dealt with in light of the Rambam Shita, because he mentioned the Rambam never mentions Tosefes Shabbos at all. Okay, that omission of the Rambam itself is somewhat glaring. Then we pointed out the further Hara. And that is when you look in the Rambam, the halachos of Yom Kippur, halachos shvisa sasar, perek aleph halacha vav, when the Rambam describes Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam only mentions Tosefes inui and not Tosefes malacha. That's not only relevant for that ha'ara, but if you don't have Tosefes malacha, how can you possibly extend Tosefes to Shabbos and Yantid? After all, the common denominator of Yom Kippur and Shabbos is malacha. So if indeed that there's an Isser Malacha Mi Bod Yom Kippur, so therefore maybe that applies on Shabbos, Tishbisu Shabbachem. But if you're telling me that the Mechayiv of Tosefes is V'nisem Es Nefesh HaSeichem, how would you expand that to Shabbos Yantif itself? So, maybe the Shita say that. The Rambam who describes Tosefes in terms of Inuyim, the Rambam does not mention at all Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif. And we pointed out the Magen Mishneh, Perek Daleth, Hilchos Chanukah, and that means not only that there's no chiv of Tosefes, Magen Mishneh writes that Lo Matzina B'Divra Avenu Kabbalah Oseres. You don't even find that there's a chalos. A person will begin Shabbos right now. You know, are you going to tell me? It's not binding. What do you mean you're beginning Shabbos right now? You can't begin Shabbos right now. No? A person didn't make Kabbalah Mosei Shabbos. So is it still Shabbos? It's still Shabbos. One could raise a fundamental issue. What is the window of time that has the capacity of Tosefes Shabbos? Has the capacity B'chnisaso and Uvitziyaso? You can't be Makabel Shabbos right now. You know, it has to be what? Samuch. We assume halacha after Plag HaMincha. You have like an hour and a quarter of a window of Tosefes, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. You're Makabel Shabbos so much earlier. Who says it's considered to be Shabbos at all? So if the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah of Tosefes, the Magen Mishnah writes, that means that it's not Chal. That Lo Matzina B'Divra Avinu Kabbalah Oseres. That's an important Chiddush. So how then, according to the Rambam, would you explain the fact that, look, Rav used to daven Maariv early, and Rav even used to make Kiddush. So as we started to discuss, davening Maariv early, the Rambam writes something completely different. Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. That's halach in Tefillas Arvis. That's not halach in Shabbos. That's because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bismana. Wow. That's halach in Tefillas Arvis Rishus. That's something which is stunning. It's nothing to do with Tosefes. And the Rambam is mafurish, not only the reason of the Rambam writes, this is not limited to Shabbos. The Rambam writes, you can even do this on the tail end of Shabbos. Now, you can daven Maariv Mi Bod Yom. You can have a mar of me bodyum. Wow. That has nothing to do with Tosefes. Tosefes means you have to end Shabbos later. You can have a marav earlier on Motzei Shabbos because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, Mefurish in the Rambam. It's not limited to. And that, of course, is Lashita Aseh, because if the Rambam doesn't have Tosefes, the Rambam has to explain this Gemara of davening early in a very, very different way. And the Rambam writes, that's because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. So he pointed out two chidushim according to the Rambam. Number one, it's the Etzem Halach. Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. Number two, it's halacha lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa. Why is it a chiddush to say that? Because the Rambam already writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, you should realize that the starting point, initially, there's a fundamental difference between shacharis mincha as opposed to mariv. Shacharis mincha is a chova, and mariv is only irishus. But the Rambam writes, does that mean that you don't have to daven mariv? Of course not. Kfar nogu kol yisrael v'chamokomosh mishmoseyem. What do you mean that shavi lekachova? We've already taken upon ourselves to do so. You know, so maybe I would have expected that the Rambam should say, and therefore, anything that I'm going to tell you about Tefillah Sarvis being different, it's only Rishus, is history. It was only true then, but it's not true now, that the Rambam doesn't say that. So apparently you see an interesting chiddush, that Tefillah Sarvis remains a Rishus, despite Shavi Olel Kachov. Right? I mentioned last year, just as a mashal. The Rambam writes certain dinim about Sveika Dioma, and you get to Perek Vav, in Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam writes, a bombshell, that you know what? That the halacha that the Rambam is speaking about, that if you don't create an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, you can do so on Thursday, because of Sveika Dioma, if Thursday is Yantiv, then Friday is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And if Friday is Yantiv, then today, Thursday is Erev Yantiv, and this is a good time to create the Erev Tavshilin, the Rambam writes, doesn't apply, no longer applies. Because it applied then, but doesn't apply now, because Bizman Hazeh, Sveika Dioma, there's no Sveika Dioma. The first day of Yantiv is Yantiv Midaraisa, and the second day is Yantiv Vaday, because of Minagav Hosein B'Yadeinu. So there's no Sveika Dioma. So the Rambam's clear. Yeah, if you're interested, you can take a look at the Reb Chaim. It's fascinating. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontif mentions when it comes to the 2 days of Yontif, no de bazeh, muteres bazeh. That's Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontif. Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontif is the fancy case of being masna, playing one yom against the next. The Rambam in Perek Vav writes, you can't be masna bizman hazeh because it's vada. So fascinating issue. What about a Perek Aleph? No de bazeh. I would have expected the Rambam should say, oh, Bizman Hazeh, Nolda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. You get the impression from the Rambam that even Bizman Hazeh, we're going to split the halachos. That's a theme for another shir, no? That Bizman Hazeh, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh, but you can't be Masneh. Wow. That's like a chiddush. So I would have expected the Rambam to say the same thing here also. That, yeah, there's sugyas about Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, but those sugyas are history. So you see, according to the Rambam, it's not history. Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, even though Shavua Kechov. So how do you make sense out of that? It's Rishus despite the fact that it's a Chov. Oh, so that was a Chiddush of Chaim, magnificent. No, Gavra Chevtze, beautiful. If a person makes a neder to offer a Karban Adava, the Karban Adava remains a Karban Adava. It doesn't have the dinim of a Karban Chovah. You have to offer such a carbon because you made a neder? Yeah, there's a chovas hagavra to offer a tefillas nedava. There's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava, carbon tefillah. It doesn't change the chefzah shel carbon or the chefzah shel tefillah. The tefillah remains a rishus, even though kvar nagu kol yisrael. And that's a very beautiful split. No? That's like the classic, Reb Chaim, and it's so mistaber, no? That Shiva Lekachova does not address the composition of, it addresses the do and the don't question. I must, I may. Oh, so now I must. I must what? I must daven et tefillas nedava every night. So all the nafkaminas of Rishus can still apply bizman hazeh, because it's not like shacharis mincha. Shacharis mincha is a tefillas chov, and marv is a tefillas rishus. Shavu'ot kachov means a chovas agavra to daven a tefillas rishus every night. I'll tell you like a fascinating nafkamina that Tosus writes with a beautiful, beautiful beer of Rav Slavichik. You know, Tosus is bothered by the following. Kaddish. When do we recite a Kaddish? A Kaddish. So I'll tell you, Pashup Shat, there are two different Hagdaras of Kaddish now, but maybe there are more. We'll see. But I'll say at least two. There's something which I would call a Kaddish HaMaschil. No? Every Shmoneh Esrei is preceded by a Kaddish. No? Every Shmoneh Esrei is preceded by a Kaddish. You know, that's the appropriate introduction to, you know? Just like you have like a psukidism, you have to say Divrei Shevach. And Vacher Kach Mispalel. So therefore, the appropriate introduction to Shmoneh Esrei is Kaddish, Kaddish. No? That's always true. No? You know what? The Chazan says, Hineni, you know? Oh, wow, you know? That's like a Hachana for Shmoneh Esrei. But you can't say it before the Kaddish, because the Kaddish is right before the Shmoneh Esrei. A Kaddish introduces the Shmoneh Esrei. You're going to say Hineni before, right before Kaddish. You need like a Kaddish HaMaschil. And every Shmoneh Esrei has a Kaddish HaMaschil. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Musaf, every Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosa just points out the following. It sounds pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. No? That, you know, in Shachris, the Kaddish is woo. That's like before Kriya Shema. And in Ma'ariv, the Kaddish is after Kriya Shema. They're both serving to introduce the Shmoneh Esrei. But it's a little bit surprising that in Ma'ariv, it sounds obvious. No, Kaddish Shmoneh Esrei. In Shachris, no. Kaddish, Birchas Kriya Shema. So why indeed is there that difference? Why indeed is that? Asatos HaSayis, Brachas Dalam HaBeis. Because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. If I were asked, what is the Poshup Shah? I would say Poshup and Hatosis is the following. But you know what? We would like to connect the Kaddish to the Shmoneh Esrei as closely as we can. But you know what? What happens if there's an Isser Hefsek? No. What happens is that there's an Isser. You're not allowed to Im Hefsek. Okay. So in Mincha, no problem. No. There's no Hefsek. Kaddish Shmoneh Esrei. Good. Shachris, that really is a problem. You have to be so Magul Tefillah. You can't have Hefsek between Kriya Shema Berachos Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. That's like real problem. So you have no choice but to have the Kaddish earlier. No? The Kaddish should be as close as possible to Shmoneh Esrei. Mincha, that's gewaldic. No? It abuts the Shmoneh Esrei. Shachris, you can't. I mean, you have to be so Magul Tefillah. So, okay, the closest we can do in Shachris is right before Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay, good. What about Ma'ariv? So say before Birchas Kriya Shema. So Poshim Shan tells us, no, Tefillah Sarvis is only Rishus, and therefore, we're not as makbir on the Hefsek issue. No? In my show, for example, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you know what? So what do you do right before Shmoneh Esrei and Shachris? You clap, no? You clap. So people should remember to do something differently. No? Okay, you know? Hopefully they'll get it. No? What do you do at Ma'ariv? The Magen Avraham Reitz. Just say Alav Yavo. Say Alav Yavo. You don't have to clap, you know? To the services Rishus. We're more Mekel and Hefsek Litzorech. So it would be a better thing to make a Hachraza, no? Imagine you want to start saying the same Talamat or the same Bracha, whatever it is. So, you know, Mashi Faruach, so you clap. And that's not good. You need a Hachraza. So, if Tefillah Sarvis is a Shus, the Magen Avraham Reitz, a Minhag of being Mekel, Mekel Machmer, whatever you want to call it, right? To say Yalav Yavo. To say Yalav Yavo. No? Mm-hmm. Or to have that guy in the back diving very fast. So, he'll say Yalav Yavo, right? By the time everybody, you know, okay, you know? Right? The Gon Reitz not to do that. You're supposed to, you know, be Mashmiya Kol in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But that's become a minig, no? The wise guy. No, like somehow he's up to ready Alav Yavo, you know, and everybody else is still in Avos. So okay. So you can have that. So that's Poshup Shat in Tosis, no? And that's Poshup Shat. So Savechik for the beautiful beard. He said, take a look at the Tosis in Megillah and Dav Chaf Gimel. Well. So there Tosis writes the following. One Kaddish is a Kaddish HaMaschil. Oh, then I'll tell you there's an obvious second Kaddish. That's what I would call a Kaddish HaGomer. A Kaddish HaMisayim. Just like Kaddish begins, Kaddish ends. No? Just like Kaddish begins, Kaddish ends. That's a fascinating thing, maybe a separate shir. The structure of Slichas. The structure of Slichas, the Levush reiterates, is Shmonesra. Oh, so you begin with Ashrei, you begin with a Kaddish. No? You have what resembles the Shmonesra, and a Tachnun, right? And a Kaddish HaGomer, a Tiskabel. You know, wow, it's like, you know, that Slichus is supposed to be like Me'ein. It really has the structure of a tefillah. It's a fascinating observation of the Levush. But of course, there's a Kaddish HaMasayim. You finish a Shmon Esrei, you have to conclude with a Kaddish. You lose your minion, let's say. Chazar Sashatz, you lost the minion. That wise guy said, Yalav Yavo, they said leave. They lost their minion, no? So you can still say Kaddish Yiskavel, right? Because you had the tefillah of Itzibor, and on the coattails, you can still say the Kaddish Yiskavel. I don't have a minion for Kaddish. No. You're not starting with Kaddish. Right? It's a Kaddish HaGomer of the Shmon Esrei. So if you lose your minion, you can still continue with that Kaddish. The Sir Minyanim in place of that trouble getting a minion. So, you know, it's so, make sure the Meshulah comes in at the right time. So he's there for part of the Shema. Oh, good, now he can leave and we can say the Kaddish Yiskavel, the Kaddish HaGomer. Okay, so you have a Kaddish. So Tosus writes the following interesting Kiddush. When it comes to Kriya Sator, when do you say Kaddish? So let's say it's a Shabbos or Yontif. So it's interesting. So the Kaddish is before Maftir. Right? Let's say it's a timeless. The Kaddish is after Maftir. Tosus, no? That wasn't always the minute. But that's what Tosus writes. No? Megillah Chav Gimel. So why exactly is that true? So Tosus writes the following. I'll tell you a secret. Tosus says, we assume that Maftir is a Hosafa. Because it really is Hosafa, no? You have seven aliyahs, which is the Chovas Hayom. In addition, you have Maftir. Maftir is Hosafa. Someone says, my shul, we don't make Hosafas. No, you do. No? You have Maftir. You don't make extra Hosafas. Okay, but you make Hosafa, no? And Yantiv. Five aliyahs. And then Maftir. You know what that means? Mikra Adin, we have Hosafas even on Yantiv. That's Rashi Shita. The reason not to have Hosafos is because of an Isra Malacha. Meaning, if people are going to work, why prolong the Kriya Satorah? But whenever there's an Isra Malacha, you can have Hosafa. So Rashi Shita is, you can have Hosafa on Shabbos, and on Yontif, and on Yom Kippur. So, in essence, we do that. We have Hosafa because we have five aliyahs plus Maftir. So Tosfos writes, you should realize that the Chovas Hayom is the seven aliyahs, the five aliyahs, Yom Kippur, the six aliyahs, and Maftir is Hosafa. Oh, so Tosfos writes the following. In order to demonstrate, there's a shift now, no? You're going from the Chovas Hayom to a Hosafa. You're shifting gears. The Chovas Hayom is this, and this is, relatively speaking, it's only a Hosafa. So Kaddish. You know what that means? There's a third type of Kaddish. Now, that Rav Soloveitchik would term a Kaddish HaMafsik. Ooh, there's a Kaddish HaMaschil, there's a Kaddish HaMasayim, there's a Kaddish HaMafsik. Sometimes, if you're switching gears, so to speak, you're going from the Chov HaSayim of seven aliyahs to now an Eifel, which only a Hosafa, in order to demonstrate this isn't seamless, but there's a transition. Kaddish is a transition. Wow. That's like a fascinating type of Kaddish. Let's say, for example, it's a Tainis. The Maftir is not a Hosafa. You're not allowed to have Hosafa on a Maftir and a Tainis, no? So the Maftir is the third Aliyah. The Maftir is part of the Chovas Hayom. Oh, so the Kaddish is afterwards. But on the Shabbos or Yantif, that's what Tosfos writes. So that's like a different Hagdarah. That's something which is called the Kaddish. A Kaddish HaMafsik. And now Tosfos compares this to Tefillah. So what exactly does that mean, the comparison to Tefillah? So that's like beautiful. No, that's a beautiful Kiddush, no? Wow. What did Tosfos say? That, you know what, when it comes to Shacharis, the Kaddish is right after Yishtabach, before Birchos Kriya Shema. When it comes to Mariv, the Kaddish is after Kriya Shema. Oh, why do you have a Kaddish after Kriya Shema? To the services which is. Oh, so Poshim Shat, you know what that means? Like my example of Yalav Yavo. We're making, we're not as makbid Because Tefillah Sarva says, no, no, no. It is a nice Kiddush, no? In Shachris, Kriya Shema is a chova. It's a mitzvah d'araisa. It's a chova. What about Shemona Esrei? It's a chova. Tefillah Sarva is a chova. Okay. What about Mariv? What about Mariv? So now this is a chap, no? Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a din d'araisa. It's a chova. Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is only Roshos. You're going from a chova to a Roshos. Chova to Roshos requires a Kaddish HaMafsik. It's not just we're mekel to Abi Mafsik. No, no, no. You require a Kaddish HaMafsik. Just like you have a Kaddish in between the Shabbos Aliyahs, which is a chova, and Maftir, which is only a Hosafa, you need a Kaddish HaMafsik between a chova and a Roshos. Oh, so that's true when it comes to Tefillas Arvis. You need a Kaddish HaMafsik. Now, not just we're just mekel, you know, why not? No. Why, yes, you need. Which is a fascinating Kiddush, that the Kaddish of Mariv before Shemona Esrei has two dinim. It's a Kaddish HaMafsik and it's a Kaddish HaMaskil. It's a Kaddish HaMaskil that introduces Shemona Esrei, but it's a Kaddish HaMafsik in between Kriya Shema, which is a Chiv Daraisa, as opposed to Shemona Esrei, which is only Roshos. That's a beautiful insight in terms of the role of Kaddish when it comes to Mariv. When it comes to Shachris, there's no Kaddish HaMafsik because Kriya Shema is a Chiyuv and the Shemona Esrei is a Chiyuv. All you have is a Kaddish HaMaskil. Okay, so now that's before Kriya Shema. Before Kriya Shema. In Mariv, no, there are two elements of. So that's like a beautiful nafgamina to the service Rishus, that you need a Davra HaMafsik to indicate indeed that is true. Wow, that's like an important... I would just say this is a mashal, not as an exact parallel, but a mashal. Like the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, that the Chachamim have a right to institute dinim d'rabbanon, but you know what? Make it clear that this is only a din d'rabbanon. No, this is daraisa, this is d'rabbanon, this is a chova, this is a rishus. Now, like, that's part of, you know, because if you're going to throw everything together, you know, that's baltosif, the Rambam writes, no? You're going to present a minhag as though it's a chiyuv. You're going to present a mitzvah d'rabbanon as though it's a mitzvah d'araisa. You're going to present a isser d'rabbanon like eating chicken and milk as though it's forbidden min ha-Torah. Oh, that's baltosiv. We have a right and obligation to add, you know, gzeros, takanos, minhagim, beautiful, but you have to indicate that there's a davra mafsik. This is this and this is that. Now, that's one of the roles of Kaddish. That's a fascinating, fascinating possibility, right, to Kaddish. Kaddish ha-mafsik. So I would just add the following. This is true lahalacha. And even if you'll tell me, yes, Shavila Kachova, but there still is a difference between a Kriya Shema and the Shemona Esrei. The Kriya Shema b'cheftze is a chova, and the Shemona Esrei, there's a chovas hagavra to daven, a tefilas nadava, but the tefila remains a tefilas nadava. And that's why it requires like a davra mafsik. Mashenka, when it comes to Shachris Bechefza, the Shemona Esrei is a Tfilas Chova. It's not just simply a Shavuot Lekachova. That's a fascinating beer. Wow, we're staying an extra week. Chiddush. Okay, all this is good, right, when it comes to, you know, Tfila, Roshus. What about Kiddush? Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. So how can you make Kiddush early? I would tell you not as a raya to the Rambam, just a fascinating ha'ara. The Gemara says you can daven Ma'ariv, really. Brachos Chavzayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in Daf Chavzayin Amud Beis raises the question whether you can make Kiddush early. In other words, it's not a no-brainer. In other words, one certainly could have argued that even though you can daven early, it doesn't mean you can make Kiddush early. No? In other words, the Gemara doesn't say it's obvious that if you can daven early, you can make Kiddush early. Daven early, I understand, but who says that's true when it comes to Kiddush? You know, wow, that's an important possibility. I could have said, and it would not have been illogical, it wouldn't have been incoherent to say you can daven early, but you can't make Kiddush early. Enochinami, the Maskana Sagamar is Umekadesh. You can even make Kiddush early, but it's like an even. Of course that's true. Because Tefillah is a Rishus, and Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. Or maybe Kiddush requires a Kedusha Sayom, and maybe Tosefes doesn't have a full Kedusha Sayom. So we'd have to discuss that. Is that so clear? Maybe davening early is not because of Tosefes. I'll give you an example. Let's assume tonight is Rosh Chodesh, and I'm davening early. You know, I say Yalav Yavo, no? Because of Tosefes Rosh Chodesh. There's no Tosefes Rosh Chodesh. You know, I'm going to daven early, and I'm going to daven Amariv, saying Rosh Chodesh, even though, you know, it's not yet exactly Rosh Chodesh. No? We kind of assume that, no? It's a Metzerek Rezat Mefurish. That you can daven early on Rosh Chodesh as well. Like the Rambam Pashur Shad to the Zarvis Rishus. You can begin earlier. You can begin even without an element of Tosefes. In Rosh Chodesh, there really is no mitzvah of Tosefes. Tosefes, when it comes to Esther Malach, a full Kedusha Sayyam, Rosh Chodesh doesn't necessarily have that. But how do you envision Tosefes when it comes to Kiddush? Oh, so that's the Rezarua. Because Tosefes must be a Din D'Oraisa. Otherwise, how in the world can you make Kiddush early? And that no doubt begs the question, according to the Rambam, that how can that be if there's no Tosefes and you daven early because Rishus, so how can you make Kiddush early? So you don't have to look so far. The Rambam is bothered by this. Oh, I want the Rambam to be bothered by this, no? Because that's the difficulty, no? If the Rambam doesn't have Tosefes, so how in the world? So that's the Rambam in the Halachos of Kiddush, not in Perichav Tesef El Chashavis. In Halacha Yir Aleph, the Rambam attacks this head on. What right do you have to make Kiddush early? And the Rambam writes a stunning Kiddush that just like davening early, it's not about Tosefes, it's telling you something about Tefillah. The fact that you can make Kiddush early is telling you something about Kiddush. It's not because of Tosefes. There must be something that's going to sound to us unusual about Kiddush that allows you to make Kiddush early. Wow. And that's the Kiddush of the Rambam. It sounds like a bombshell, no? That Kiddush does not have to be made on Shabbos. Kiddush does not have to be made on Shabbos. V'yesh lo adam l'kaddish mibon yom, v'af al pish lo nechnas ha-Shabbos. That's the Rambam Berachav Tes. Halach Yir Aleph. It sounds so unusual. Who says Kiddush has to be on Shabbos? The Kiddush that you can mekadish mi bod yom is that you can mekadish mi bod yom. Who says Tosefes? Who says Tosefes? Wow, that's a very, very heavy Kiddush. A very heavy Kiddush. We'll have to see why that's true. That's Mefurish in the Rambam. And you couple that with the Magid Mishnah, you know what that means? You can make Kiddush mi bod yom. It's not yet Shabbos. You can make Kiddush mi'bod yom, you can do malacha. No? Because according to the Rambam, lo matzasi b'divra b'nei kabbalah oseres. Kiddush does not make it Shabbos. Like the Rambam says, for example, about Hadlokas Aneiros. Hadlokas Aneiros, the Rambam writes, is a mitzvah of kavod. No? You know what kavod is? We discussed. No? Hachana mi'bod yom. Hachana. You expect an important guest to prepare in advance. So you prepare in advance. You take a shower in advance, and you get everything ready in advance, and you have a ner dalot mibod yom because Shabbos is about to arrive. You know, according to the Rambam, exactly hadlokas neres doesn't make a Shabbos. According to the Rambam, Kiddush doesn't make a Shabbos. Well, Kiddush. That's why the Magid Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, light the ner Shabbos first because of a tadir, and then light the ner Chanukah. Just because you light the ner Shabbos, it makes a Shabbos. It's like take a shower and then light the ner Chanukah. Someone say took a shower at Shabbos. No, that's preparation for Shabbos. Didn't make it Shabbos. No, the Rambam writes the same thing is true about Hadlokas Aneiros. And wow, the same thing is true when it comes to Kiddush. When it comes to Kiddush. That's something which is stunning. Kiddush does not have to be made on. Is there anything that compelled the Rambam to say this? So I would just go the following step. That very Gemara, Brachas Chav Zayin Abayis, that says that you can make Kiddush early. The Gemara also says something very daring, that you can make Havdalah early. You can make Havdalah early. Same Gemara that says you can make Kiddush early says you can make Havdalah early. Meaning, it's not yet the Zman of Motzei Shabbos. Not yet the Zman of Motzei Shabbos. But you know what? A person can already go ahead and say a tachanan tanu. Like, how does that work exactly? How does that work? You know, Tosus writes, you know, we wait until after Shabbos, but Tosus, let's say a person is in an unusual situation, a yotzi l'derech. You know, the plane is leaving, right? Right after, whatever. Mi'ikr hadin, you know. Havdalah can be made. There's still an Isser Malacha. You better not light that candle. No, but you can be yotzi the kim of Havdalah. Mi'bod yom. So if the Gemara says you can be mavdo mi'bod yom, like how in the world? No? Because of Tosefes? Obviously not Tosefes. So there must be something about Havdalah that allows you to be yotze samuch Yitzias HaShabbos. You know, maybe one could argue and read that Gemara differently. Maybe you can read the Gemara differently. Maybe one could read that Gemara, but this is a Chiddush that's Rav Haigon. When the Gemara says you can be Mavdil Mibod Yom, you know what it means? You can say Atach Anantano early because you're going to be Mavdil Al Hakos anyway, Lachar Tzeis. Okay. Yeah, that's a Chiddush, no? It's not really, you can be mavdo mibod yom. You know what? We'll allow you to say atachan antanu early now because you're going to be later fulfilling the mitzvah b'shemus lehodal halakos at the right time. But poshut shan the Gemara is, no, you can really make havdalah al hakos mibod yom, mibod yom. So I'll tell you the fact, maybe one could argue, you know, maybe there's a big difference between kiddush and havdalah. Maybe kiddush is daraisa. And Havdalah is only Din Rabbanan. In which case, I would tell you, the fact that you can make Havdalah Mibod Yom, let's say according to Tosus, because there's a real Tzorich, Yotzi L'Derech. Oh, maybe that's because they came Amru Vehim Amru. It's only a Din Rabbanan. And therefore, in the Shas Hadchak, the Chamim like laxed it a little bit. That's not going to help you for Kiddush. Oh, Kiddush is because of Tosefes. Kiddush is because of Tosefes. And Havdalah, which is only Din Rabbanan, it's a completely... That's not going to work according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam Shita is not only is Kiddush Daraisa, Havdalah is Daraisa. That's Mefurish Naperach HaPtesef of the Shabbos. The mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is Bechnisos Vitziyasa. So if that's really true that Havdalah is a Din Daraisa, that's the Rambam, and if it's so obvious that, you know what, that you can be Mavdo Mibod Yom, which is the Gemara according to the Rambam, there must be something unusual about Kiddush and Havdalah that allows it to be Mibod Yom. Oh, and that's why the Rambam writes, you know what's unusual? That the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos does not have to be the moment the Shabbos begins or the moment the Shabbos departs. Who says that Kiddush has to be when it is Shabbos and Havdalah has to be when it is no longer Shabbos? The Rambam uses the word samuch. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos samuch l'knisas HaShabbos, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos samuch l'tzias HaShabbos. Wow. That's like pretty heavy. No? All this is l'shitase. All this is l'shitase. The Rambam doesn't have Tosefes. So, and the Rambam holds Havdalah's Daraisa. So, if you can do these things earlier, you're going to have to explain without Tosefes, without just simply saying, Havdalah is only a Dindar Abban, and this is a Kula, B'Shasad Chak. So you know what the answer is? That Kiddush and Havdalah don't have to be so exquisite at the moment that Shabbos begins. Why is that true? So now I'm going to tell you another L'shitase. Another L'shitase. What is the nature, the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush? When a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos, what exactly are you doing? What exactly are you doing? So if you take a look at the Rambam, Perchav Tesef Ocha Shabbos, you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Kufnonei, you know what the Rambam writes, the Mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is? To extol, to praise, to set Shabbos apart from Bimei HaChol. That's what Kiddush is. Kiddush is an expression of the uniqueness of Shabbos. That's the Rambam describes it. Zochreyu Zechira Shevach. Bimishabeach the Shabbos. Extol the Shabbos. set Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol. You know, that's a major theme in the Rambam, no? You have to set Shabbos apart from Yemei HaChol. You know, take a look at the Rambam, a Perech of Dalet of Shabbos. The Rambam writes and writes and writes and writes. The Rambam is so poetic, no? The Rambam writes, Shabbos has to be distinct. Shabbos has to be set apart. You have to see to it that Shabbos is different. How is Shabbos different? Oh, you know what? Kiddush, Havdalah, Kavod, Oneg. Ooh, the Rambam writes, Uvda Dechol. Don't you dare engage in a weekday activity on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has to be set apart. The Rambam uses the terms, Shvisa HaNikeres. Shvisa, Mufurish and Rambam, Uvda Dechol is Nisadaraisa. Uvda Dechol is Nisadaraisa. And the Rambam explains, you know what? There's a penny on the table. I move the penny. You know what? That's Nisra Toltal Muktza. Well, that's Toltal Muktza. Okay. The Rambam writes, you know what? I move a lot of pennies. I count my pennies on Shabbos, you know? So you break open that piggy bank, you know, and you spend the hour on Shabbos counting all your pennies. The Rambam writes, that's not just Toltal Muktza. The Rambam writes is such an Uvda Dechol. Ubitel Hatam HaKasa B'Torah L'man Yenuach. Sometimes, you know, you can say, ah, it's just an Israel Toltal Muktza. But sometimes, if it's beyond that, it becomes, let's say, inactivity. Inactivity. You know, that's not a Toltal Muktza issue. That the Rambam writes is Ubit Lakam HaKasa B'Torah. You're denying that. That's the Ramban in Emor. V'ikra Chav Gemov Shabbason. It's not enough to avoid Malacha. But B'kum V'Asei, you have to see to it that Shabbos is distinct. Shabbos is set apart from, right, the Yemei HaChol. Mefurish and Rambam, the Uvda Dechol, and the Sedaraisa. The Sedaraisa, Mefurish and Rambam. So it's not like, you know, oh, really technically it's Mutter, but it's not Shabbos Dik. No? It means we're not going to stone you, but it's in the Sedaraisa. That's what it means, it's not Shabbos Dik. No? We're not Chayiv Skila. No, but it's in the Sedaraisa. You know, like, yeah, it's in the Sedaraisa. Like, how can you, you know, you are a Yamaka. It's Nisadaraisa. No, like, it's Mufurish Naramba. Mufurish Naramba. It's clear. It's clear. I will emphasize there's a little difference between a nuance that's fascinating to think about, what the Hagdara is. When do you violate that Dindarais? The Rambam writes, Uvda Dechol. Something that diminishes, detracts from. You know, you're doing something that's characteristic of a weekday. The Ramban writes, Melech is Tircha V'Amel. Something that's Tircha V'Amel. Something which is, you know, it preoccupies you. Strenuous. I would say basketball on Shabbos meets both the criteria of the Rambam and the Ramban. No? The Ramban gives examples, you know. In most cases, it's like the Rambam and the Ramban. No? The Ramban writes, Chanuyos Psuchos, you do business on Shabbos. The Rambam, that's Mamash of the Duchot. You know? So if a person makes a kinyan on Shabbos, okay, that can be an Isidra Meko Chomemka. But a person who does his business on Shabbos, that the Rambam writes, Isidra Meko Chomemka. And the Ramban writes, Melech Estir Chavamel. You decide to rearrange all the furniture in your house on Shabbos. So there's no Isidra Botza, but it's an Isidra Meko, the Ramban writes. Now, like that's clear. That's clear, like this important Hagdaras. So the Ramban writes, that's what Kiddush is. Bookend. Set Shabbos apart from Yemei HaChol. Set Shabbos apart. How do you set Shabbos apart? You know, I'm going to tell you. Shabbos begins Kiddush. Shabbos ends Havdalah. Does it have to be at the split second that Shabbos begins? Does it have to be at the split second that Shabbos departs? That's the Kiddush of the Rambam. The Zochri Zechira Shevach does not have to be the moment Shabbos begins, the moment Shabbos departs. Well, as long as, look, if you do it today, that's not Zochri Zechira Shevach. I make Kiddush right now. But you make Kiddush Samoch L'Knisas HaShabbos. Let's say that word Samoch means after Plag HaMincha. Shabbos is about to begin momentarily. Shabbos is about to depart momentarily. That's the Kiddush according to the Rambam. That's the Kiddush according to, so I would say all this is L'Shitase. No? That the Rambam assumes that there's no Tosefes, and yet the Rambam writes you can make Kiddush early, and the Rambam writes based on the Gemara you can make Havdalah early, and the Rambam assumes not only is Kiddush Daraisa, Havdalah is Daraisa. Because if the purpose of Kiddush is to set Shabbos apart, Fimei HaFol, you know what phrase I would use to describe that? You know what the purpose of Kiddush is? To be Mavdo Bin Kodesh L'chol. No? That's also Havdalah. That's only Kiddush. That's only Kiddush. Beautiful that the Rambam writes that both Kiddush and Havdalah is Daraisa. Coming from the very same Makar. So Kiddush is Daraisa, Havdalah is Daraisa. The nature of the mitzvah Zechira Shabbos is Zechira Zechira Shevach, to set it apart, to offset. And that offset does not have to be the moment Shabbos begins, the moment Shabbos departs. Now that's part of the Kiyum Av. Wow, wow, wow. And I would say all of this is against the Ramban. Because the Ramban, in Aseres HaDibros, Shmos Perchav, writes an incredible comparison, as we discussed earlier, no? Who compares Kiddush of Shabbos to Kiddush of Yovel. In Yovel, we're not just setting the 50th year apart from the other years. No, the Kiddashtem Eshnas HaChamishim Shana. We're Mekadesh the Shnas HaYovel. We discussed now earlier, if you don't have Kiddush Bez, then maybe it isn't even Yovel. No, we discussed in the earlier shiur, no? What does it mean it's not Yovel? You don't have Nihuga Yovel, or you don't even have the Yovel year. Maybe you don't even have the year. No? We go from year 49 to year 1, not 49, 51. How do you have a Yovel year without a Kiddush Beis Din? Yovel, we're Mekadesh the Yom, that's clear. We're Mekadesh the Yom. The Rabban Shita is you're Mekadesh the Yom in Shabbos. Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom. The Rambam describes it, no, what do you mean? That Kiddush is to be Mishabeach the Yom. Mishabeach the Yom. There's a world of difference between Mishabeach and being Mekadesh. No? I'll tell you the following. The link between Kiddush and Havdalah. According to the Rambam Shita, that the purpose of Kiddush is to set Shabbos apart from Yehachol. Yeah, beautiful the Shita says. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs Kufnun Hei, the Rambam in Ach Shabbos Berachav Tes, that included in that mitzvah is not only Kiddush, but even Havdalah. Let's assume you would argue that the mitzvah Zochar Shem HaShabbos Lakadosh is to be Mekadesh the Yom. So I'll tell you one thing is clear. That's not true of Havdalah. Havdalah, you're Mekadesh the Yom. Certainly not. So what's true of Kiddush is not true of Havdalah. And I'll tell you that can result in one or two possibilities. Either Havdalah is only Drabana, or Havdalah can have another source. But you can't use the same Makar or Kiddush as Havdalah, because they're worlds apart. If it's to set Shabbos apart from Chol, right in the Stamber. You set Shabbos apart from Chol when Shabbos begins, when Shabbos departs. But, if you're being Mekadesh the Yom, you're Mekadesh the Yom, B'chnisa Sashabbos, not B'itziya Sashabbos. So therefore, Havdalah is a different din entirely. Oh, and I'll ask you the following question. Can Kiddush be made Mibod Yom? Oh, I'll tell you exactly the Shitase. No? According to the Rambam, yes. But according to the Ramban, no. If the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom, I will tell you, Kiddush requires Kedushas HaYom. How does that work? Oh, because there's a mitzvah Tosefes, and when you're Mekadesh, when you make Kiddush, you've transformed, and now it's Shabbos. That's exactly what you're doing. No? Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom, and there's a mitzvah Tosefes. But the Rambam, who doesn't have Tosefes, and Lo Masina Kabbalah Oseres, Kiddush is just to be Meshabeach the Yom. And the Divrei Shevach does not have to be exactly at the minute the Shabbos begins, and exactly when Shabbos departs. And I'll say, that's against this Ramban. No, wow, wow. Now I'll tell you the following Kiddush. The following Kiddush. We make Kiddush when Shabbos begins. Okay. We also make Kiddush during the day of Shabbos. Kiddush Rabba. Kiddush Rabba. No? We make Kiddush Shabbos morning. What is the role of Kiddush Rabba? Or to put the question somewhat differently, what is the relationship between Kiddush Rabba and the mitzvah of Kiddush? To what extent should I assume that Kiddush Rabba, okay, you'll tell me it's not Daraisa. Fine, I agree it's not Daraisa. But to what extent is it Ke'en Daraisa? To what extent is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaRabbah an expansion or similar to, or the following? If I know there is a halacha that applies to Kiddush on Friday night, can I assume that, well, it should also apply to Kiddush HaRabbah? Or to argue, what in the world? What in the world? No? Why do you say such a thing? For example, the Rambam, you know what? Before you make Kiddush on Friday night, don't you dare eat or drink. No? Don't you dare eat or drink. You can't eat or drink, right? Before Kiddush on Lel Shabbos. Is there an Isser, Achila, or Te'ima before Kiddush HaRabbah? That's not found in the Gemara. Can I go ahead and eat or drink before Kiddush Shabbos morning? Kiddush Shabbos morning. So guess what? The Rambam writes yes. The Rambam writes yes. What's true of Kiddush Friday night? Ooh, Meikar Hadin. Is true of Kiddush HaRabbah. It's true of Kiddush HaRabbah. That's the Rambam Shita. That you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush HaRabbah. And guess what? Laravid screams, no? Perachav Tesef Al Chashabbos. How in the world? Kiddush, Friday night is Kiddush. So you're not supposed to eat or drink before Kiddush. That's not true, Kiddush HaRabbah. Kiddush HaRabbah sounds like, ooh, you know, this is so holy. The rabbi writes, this is a euphemism. It's a Lashon Saginar, no? You know, it really means this is a downgrade. This really is not Kiddush. This really is not Kiddush. Wow. That's a fascinating locus, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ravid, whether Kiddush HaRabbah is Midine Kiddush. So I'll tell you, this is also the Shitase, no? Get dizzy with all the Shitases, no? This is also the Shitase. The Rambam who holds that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mishabeach Liyom, to demonstrate how different Shabbos is from Chol, so it's true at the beginning of Shabbos. It's true at the end of Shabbos, Havdalah. I'm going to tell you, it's even true Bemsa Shabbos as well. You're about to go ahead and have a Suda. You know what? I'm going to tell you, this is a real different Suda than a Suda Schol. You know? And how do you demonstrate that that's true? You know what? Zichra Shevach. Kiddush. Wow. So what's true of the Kiddush Betchilas HaShabbos is true of Kiddush HaRabbah. I'll tell you the following. The Rambam even seems to have Kiddush at Shalosh Shudis, no? The Rambam Paraglamin of Ocho Shabbos. The Rambam writes, even Shalosh Shudis. The Rambam writes, like, have wine, a bore priya gafen, poshub shana Kiddush. This is not just a Suda because you're hungry. This is a Suda Shabbos. You know? You begin with Kiddush, you end with Ritzei. A different Kiddush, a different Berachas HaMazon, we'll call it that. So what's true of Kiddush B'Lel Shabbos is true of Kiddush HaRabbah. It's demonstrating. It extols the virtue of Shabbos. Let's assume, like the Ramban Shita, that Kiddush is to be Mekadesh Liyom. Can you really say that's true when it comes to Kiddush HaRabbah? Kiddush HaRabbah, you're Mekadesh Liyom? Certainly not. So the fact that, you know what, we're Koveya, the Suda Shabbos, Al Hayayin, is not Middin Kiddush. It's not Middin Kiddush. Wow. That's very unusual. So just because there's an Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush, there's no Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush HaRabbah. That's the Ravid Shita. Now I'll tell you an unbelievable Maramakam. No? Here, Psachim, Ramachalav. Take a look, Ramachalav, Daf Kufav. Ramachalav quotes this Shita. I think there's a misprint in the old Ramachalav. It says Ramban, but it's not the Ramban, it's the Rambam. That you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush HaRabbah. And Rambam Chalava writes, it's not true. Like the Ravid, you're allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush HaRabbah. Okay. Like the Ravid. Oh, no, but Rambam says, I'll prove that this is true. You ready? Because, no, Mechata is saying. Where do you ever find, you ready for this line, Rambam Chalava? It's unbelievable, no? Where do you ever find Kiddush Bezden Laila Viyom? Where do you ever find, Ram Chalava writes, that you have to be Mikadesh more than once? You have to mekadesh yom twice. Where do you ever see such a thing? That's Rambam Chaim's kash, you know? Where do you find the echematz, you know, kiddush bez din laila v'yom? Kiddush bez din laila v'yom. Imagine it's Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin declares it's Rosh Chodesh. So now it's the middle of Rosh Chodesh. They have to say it's Rosh Chodesh. But you're mekadesh the yom betchilas yom, mekadesh them b'emtza yom? Obviously not. Mekudesh means you're mekadesh them betchilas yom. Now, in the middle of the day, let's all repeat again, mekudesh, mekudesh. Bezin declares it's Yovel. It declares Yovel. Now in the middle, it's Yovel. Of course it's Yovel. You're a Makadosh Diyom. Where do you find the Kiddush Bezin Laila V'Yom? Imagine if you were to say to the Rambam, this Kasha, Heich Matzino Kiddush Bezin, you know the Rambam would say, you'd probably get like a real look, no? Like, Makadosh Diyom? Makadosh Diyom? The Kiddush Shabbos, Beis Yadayin, is Makadosh V'Kayma, it's set, it's fixed. No? You're being Mishabeach the Yom. You're being Mekadesh the Yom. No? Havdalah also is Daraisa. You're being Mishabeach the Yom. So what's wrong with assuming the following? That Mikra Hadin, you extol the virtue of Shabbos when Shabbos is about to begin, when Shabbos is about to depart, Kiddush and Havdalah, but you know what? Be'emtza Shabbos, Midrabanan, you should also do the same thing. Extol the virtue of Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos as well. That sounds so irrational. Or only when Shabbos begins, Shabbos departs. You know? Do this at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the Zman. Do this at the end of the Zman. No, and during the Zman, whatever. What do you mean? What do you mean? No. Like, Bemtza also you have to be mindful of. No. So it's not so surprising. The Rambam writes that, you know what? So commit yourself at the beginning. Commit yourself then. But you know what? So walk the walk. No. And when it's Shabbos, of course, extol the virtue of Shabbos. Why is it so surprising that this is what we should do to conduct ourselves every suit of Shabbos, but only at the beginning and the end? As that's exactly the Shitas say. The Rambam holds that Kiddush is the Shabbeach es Shabbos. Ah, that I can envision even during the day. So it's not so surprising that the dinim of Kiddush apply Kiddush Rabbah. And the Ramban disagrees. Oh yeah, because the Ramban assumes that you're Mekadesh the Yom. That's only B'tchilas HaYom. That's not true Kiddush HaRabbah. Wow. Ram Chalayvian writes another stunning psak. Are women Chayiv in Kiddush? Yeah, it's a Gemara, no. Baruch HaStavcha. Nashim HaChavetz Kiddush HaYom. Ram Chalav writes that doesn't apply to Kiddush HaRabbah. Because Kiddush HaRabbah is not Kiddush. Kiddush means Kiddush Friday night. Not Kiddush HaRabbah. Ram Chalav is Mefurish. We're exempt from Kiddush HaRabbah. We don't assume that. We assume like the Ram, she women are chayiv in Kiddush. It's midin Kiddush. And if women are chayiv in Kiddush, they're chayiv in Kiddush HaRabbah. Wow. Like that's pretty heavy. These little Shita says. Now the list can go on. Yeah, that's important. The Shita of the Rabbi Shem Ram Chalav. There's no Isser Tima. I'll tell you a Sakhar of Shalashit. I'll have to continue tomorrow, but I'll tell you after davening Shabbos morning, a lot of times in Shul they'll have a Kiddush. No? They'll have a Kiddush. They're not serving pas. They're serving mazonos. They're serving mazonos. No? So, on what basis? On what basis? So, Pashur Pshat is the following. What basis? The Shita of the Gaonim. We'll have to discuss this maybe next week. Now that Kiddush, B'makom Suda, the singing of Yipsachim, does not require a full Suda Shabbos. Who says Kiddush HaMakom Suda? Oh, Gzera Shabbos, Suda, Suda. So whatever is true of Suda Shabbos, Shabbos Kuf Yizayin is true of Kiddush HaMakom Suda, Pesach Nedav Kuf. Who says? Maybe Kiddush HaMakom Suda means that something has to be done to enhance the Kiddush. But who says the enhancement can't be mazonos? Maybe you don't even need mazonos. No? Who says Kiddush HaMakom Suda requires pas? Oh, so if we're having a Kiddush Shabbos morning after davening, we're not having pas, we're obviously assuming, like the Gonim, that Kiddush Makom Suda does not require pas. So as Aisha pointed out, no. Right? What we do, our minhag, so to speak, of having a Kiddush after davening without pas, is a tziruf hashitas. It's based on two positions. Number one, of course, the Gonim, that even mezonos, let's say, is called Kiddush Makom Suda, against the Vilna Gaon, Pasha B'Shar against Tosfos, we'll see in Arbei Psachim, no? But together with something else, what's that something else? The Ra'avid, Ram Chalava, that there's no Isser Achila or Shtia before Kiddush Rabba. It's like a Sveik Sveika, no? I can hang my hat on two hooks. Either this is Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and even if it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda, so what? Well, if it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you can't eat. You can't eat without Kiddush. No, the Ra'avid, Ram Chalava. You can eat before Kiddush Rabba. So that was the Chiddush Rav Shalvayshik pointed out. Our minhag of hanging a Kiddush after davening is a tziruf hashitas of the Gonim and the Ravid. That was like one line of Shalvayshik. It's a tziruf hashitas of the Gonim and the Ravid. Well, so I'll tell you two nafkaminas. Nafkamina would mean the following. So you have your Kiddush and Shul. Ah, great. No? Now you go home. According to the Gonim, you're already Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. According to the second tziruf, no, it's not that you're Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. Is that there's nothing wrong with eating or drinking before Kiddush. So that would mean that you have to repeat Kiddush. You have to repeat Kiddush. There's one nafkamina. If you're relying squarely on the Gonim, you're a Yotzei Kiddush already. But if you're saying, no, maybe you weren't Yotzei, because the Gon Shita Tosas Yid Pas. What I did was just eating before Kiddush, because the Rabbi says you're allowed to eat before Kiddush Rabba, so you start to be Yotzei Kiddush. So make Kiddush. Nafkamina number two, I'll tell you the following. If it's based on the tziruf, this tziruf is only true during the day. It's not true at night. Friday night, Yantif night, there's no tziruf of maybe you're allowed to eat. You can't eat before Kiddush at night. The machlok and the Kiddush during the day. That would mean don't do this. Don't make Kiddush and have mezonos at night, at night. And I'll tell you, this is not so uncommonly done. Let's say, for example, it's Simchas Torah night, and you're going to get home after the Hakafos, no? So it's really going to be very, very late. There's some people that have the practice, I don't call it a minhag, have the practice, it's based on the Magen Avraham, of make Kiddush and have mezonos. Because the Gonim say that's Kiddush and Makom Suda. Just like you do it on Shabbos morning, so do it Simchas Torah night, no? So yeah, that makes sense. No, not if it's a Tzir Fashitas. If the minig is only to do so based on the sheet of the Ra'avid, you don't have the Ra'avid at night. There, you have to squarely rely on the Gonim. No, who says we're squarely? We only rely on the Gonim when there's another Snif L'Hakel. No, but not my pure reliance on the Gonim Shita. That would be like a heavy nafkamina. No, well, that's pretty important. No. Let's say all this like stems from, you know, the Hagdar of Kiddush, the Hagdar of Kiddush. We'll have to see. There's more to it. That's Mirza Hashem. Tomorrow we'll take a look at the rest of the Ramakomos. Now the details of Tosefis. Now that's the whole second half of the Ramakomos, the Tazis and the Magen Avraham and so on. What exactly is accomplished? But we have to finish up this important Hagdar. Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay. This is the second half of the week. It's the second half of the week. It's the second half of the week.